You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Update to a story that we covered pretty extensively when it happened. Just going to pass this on, not necessarily looking to make it a topic. A former Johnson County priest, beloved priest, I would say.
Very beloved.
Accused of stealing from the church in a big way, allegedly charged $77,000 on cruises alone.
And by the way, he is accused of stealing more than $160,000 from the church. In some of the details in the story outlined an internal audit that happened in 2023. So assuming that that was a thorough internal audit in 2023, that would suggest that the alleged embezzlement of the $160,000+ happened over the span of 3 years, which would also suggest that Father Story allegedly went on $77,000 worth of cruises in 3 years.
In 3 years.
So like five cruises?
Let me just break down. Nice. But Dan, this is crazy. Is there no oversight when someone has a credit card? Because if I took a credit card and over several years put like $300,000 on it, you had better believe someone would be like, what the heck are you doing?
I don't think that's what they're alleging here. Okay, I think the allegation is that Father Story was skimming off the top, allegedly.
He has resigned, by the way.
He's used that money for the cruises.
Accused of stealing a whole lot of money. He's pleaded not guilty. Diocese and church officials reportedly met with police to discuss concerns about church finances back in March, saying an audit showed unauthorized transactions on a church credit card.
No, never mind.
Church officials
I take it back.
Said that Story did not keep consistent records of spending, but the audit showed the $160,000 in unauthorized spending, according to court documents. The audit broke down the spending, into several categories.
Oh, geez.
Number one, he's accused of using the church credit card for more than $77,000 in cruise vacations. On one of those, the credit card statement indicated a large cash withdrawal of $23,000, coded as casino cash withdrawal. Another one withdrew $25,000 on a cruise vacation, also labeled casino cash. Anytime there's this level of embezzlement, I always swear to you it's gambling.
Cruises and casinos, baby.
Church officials state this was a gross misuse of church funds and that Father Story would have known the expenses were not covered. But here is the rest of the story. Along with the cruises, the credit card was reportedly used for more than $27,000 in travel expenses to places like London, Paris, Dublin, New York. He is accused of going to Nordstrom Rack and Joseph A. Bank and spent $6,000. In fact, all of the alleged unauthorized expenses were reportedly concealed by legitimate charges to the credit card, with a total of $312,000charged to that credit card in 3.5, 4 years.
Who was getting the bills? Was he getting the bills?
And this is where I ask... How in God's name do you put $300,000 on a credit card and there's no one in some accounting department going, now, wait a minute. Because some of these were medical expenses and the church said, look, we don't cover medical. We don't cover this. We don't cover fancy trips to Joseph A. Bank.
You are the lead priest of one of the wealthiest churches in the archdiocese. That's how that happens. Allegedly.
I'm not blaming the system.
Oh, is that the credit card bill?
That allowed this to happen.
I'll take care of that.
But I am saying, you guys, when we see large cases of embezzlement, usually by a female, I'm just being honest.
That's true.
It's usually because there's no oversight. There is no one else looking at the books when someone has a credit card.
And by the way, all this came to light because of whatever happened last fall that led to a criminal investigation that we have never gotten any details about. That's what led to his resignation.
Yeah, they said, let's do an audit. Let's just do an audit.
Well, it's standard practice in the church. Whenever leadership changes, they do an audit, you know, all the way back to the previous audit, which was in 2023.
What I don't understand is with the $300,000 over a few years on this credit card, when my credit card bill starts to get to, like, let's say $1,000, I get really nervous. I'm like, I need to start paying that down. When you have a credit card bill... that is tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars, there would also be money going out just to pay down that bill, would there not? Can you imagine the interest over time on $300,000?
Well, no, I think it was
in credit card charges.
I think it was getting paid.
Well, yeah, but Sam, no one went,
money.
My God, instead of like a $900 credit card payment, which would be probably for church use, yeah, that would be like what I would expect it to be. We're making balloon payments here of whatever it would be to pay that down.
I think it would be obvious at some churches.
Did no one think that was odd?
At Cure of ours, I don't think it would be obvious.
All right, 913-586-7798. We have a town in Kansas that has been told, along with all the other towns in Kansas, that the kids are not allowed to have cell phones all day long, not once, not one time. One school district is now joining in the chorus saying, how are we supposed to implement this? How are we going to pay for it? I don't think anyone knows. Talk about that straight ahead. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.